SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight the IOJ's Junior Exhibition for Art and Craft in Schools, and later, glimpses of Jamaica and safety tips for children. Welcome to the journey. Stay with us. The Institute of Jamaica, IOJ's first junior center, was opened in 1940 at East Street and is Jamaica's first lending library for children. Two centers are currently in operation, the one at East Street and one in Greater Portmore. The Jamaica Junior Center provides programs for young people ages 6 to 18 years and their parents to develop and foster creative and life skills. The programs include art, craft, papermaking, music, speech, drama, dance, needlework, storytelling, drumming, sign language, reading, computer skills, personal development, guidance and counseling, and heritage studies. The Junior Center recently staged a competition aimed at unearthing and encouraging the growth of creative talent among our Jamaican youth, Junior Exhibition for Art and Craft in Schools. The competition targeted students ages 6 to 10 from primary and preparatory schools.
The purpose of the exhibition is to give the schools exposure. There are many schools that they can't afford the resources to have a really good arts department or art curriculum. So we give the schools exposure through this competition. So the sponsors, they come in, they're able to see the needs of the schools and they're able to help them through the prizes that they give.
Programs manager at the Junior Center, Georgette Francis. Some categories of the competition are sculptures, jewelry making, oil painting, drawings and soft furnishings, which included bags and aprons. Winners will be awarded at a ceremony at the IOJ's Lecture Hall on June 4, starting at 10 a.m. Awards include cash prizes, trophies, and gift vouchers from various sponsors. Sponsors are Sangster's Bookstore, Ligani Drug and Garden Store, Carlong Publishers, Novelty, and Palace Amusement.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
We have a duty to ourselves, to the sacrifices of past generations, and to the hopes of future generations to play our part in transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
My grandmother used to grow me on in the morning we would have our coffee made in the coffee bag. You understand? She would make it out of an old trousers pocket. Put the coffee in there, boil the water, throw it in the bag, make coffee. And let me tell you one thing. Her coffee bag always have a hole. So the drugs would go down into the coffee and she didn't have a strainer. So we, the grandchildren, had to drink it with the drugs. Right? Then she would make like a dumpling. Open the fire hot, like it, because we use the wood fire. Put it in there to bake, share it with your coffee. And guess what? It was always the good old coconut milk.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Children, here are some things you should always do. Always ask your parents or a grown-up in charge before 1. Going anywhere with anyone. 2. Leaving the yard, play area, or going to someone's home. 3. Getting a ride home with someone other than your bus driver or your usual ride. And 4. Getting into a car or going somewhere with somebody, even if it's someone you know. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, for producer Casita Irving, I'm Vaughn Davis. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.